Prunella Scales is Sarah France in After Henry by Simon Brett, with Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, and Jerry Cowper as Claire. Bedside Manners.
Well, this is all back to front, isn't it? I mean, us going to see Sarah in hospital. No, but really, Russell, they've set her broken wrist. I can't see why they want to keep her in.
She's in for observation.
Well, that's all very well, but I'd have thought you could observe people quite happily at home. Hospital beds are at a premium, you know. They can't just dole them out randomly to people who've got nothing wrong with them.
If the doctors thought that Sarah had got nothing wrong with her, they wouldn't be keeping her in.
Well, no, but I mean, if I were being kept in, that wouldn't be so surprising. Someone in their 70s. But Sarah, in her early 40s, she's in the prime of health, strong as an ox.
Oxen don't get dizzy spells and fall off ladders.
Even if it were Claire, one could understand. She's always been delicate, haven't you, Claire?
What?
But Sarah, I mean, it's not as if she didn't have plenty of iron as a child. Lots of greens, spinach and varl. At least I thought that she was never anemic.
Yes, well, you don't have to blame yourself, Eleanor.
No, I'm not blaming myself. Good heavens, I've got nothing to blame myself for. No, if one were apportioning blame, I'm afraid it might have to go to, well...
Where?
To Sarah. For not looking after herself when she was clearly ill.
And you don't think it possible that the reason she didn't look after herself was because she was kept too busy looking after you and Claire?
No, of course not. What an idea.
Nearly there. What do we want? Visitor's car park, I suppose.
I really don't think there's much point in my coming.
But your mother would like to see you, Claire.
Oh, she's only going to be in for a few days.
But she'd like to hear your news.
I haven't got any news. Nothing's happened in the last 24 hours.
Well, she'd like to tell you her news.
Oh, she won't have any either. Nothing happens in hospitals except choosing menus. I'm not that interested in whether she had the fish or the meat for lunch. I bet they both taste the same anyway.
Well, I think you're being rather ungracious.
Oh, do you?
No, Claire, there's no need to...
Ah, here we are. Better hurry. Visiting starts in 2 minutes.
Well, it's very nice of you all to come.
It's no problem.
None at all.
No.
I'd say you're looking a little bit better.
Oh, yes, I don't think there's a lot wrong with me.
No, you look as right as rain to me.
How are you feeling?
Oh, still a bit achy. The cold symptoms have pretty well gone, though.
And the dizziness?
Well, hard to tell, really. Doesn't much matter if you feel dizzy in bed. Anything you can fall off is the pillow.
Yes.
What are the nursing staff like?
Oh, very friendly. Very efficient.
I suppose a lot of them are foreign.
Quite a few, yes. And most of the doctors.
Yes. Yes, that's one thing that's changed, of course, since I was your age. I'm not sure that one could be ill nowadays with quite the same confidence that one could in my young day.
Oh, Mother, don't be ridiculous.
Well...
Any of the doctors still around who Henry used to work with?
Oh, few, I'm sure. Haven't seen any, but I've just been in bed most of the time.
Yes.
Well, that seems to have exhausted that topic of conversation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no need to talk like that.
Well, it's daft. I mean, none of us have got anything to say. We're just sitting here like lemons.
I'm certainly not sitting here like a lemon. I've never sat anywhere like a lemon in my life. And if I may say so, Claire, I find that an extremely unattractive expression, and I'm very disappointed
Excuse
that you...
Excuse me, only two.
I beg your pardon?
Only two visitors allowed at a time, hospital regulations.
Oh!
I'm sorry, sister, I forgot about that.
There's a little waiting room at the end of the ward where one of you may sit.
I'll go.
No, I'll go.
No, I'll go.
Your whole family.
Only one of you need go.
Well, I want to go.
No, Claire, I'll go for a while. I'll be back, Sarah. I want a sister if I could just have a word.
I'm rather busy.
It won't take a moment.
Oh, dear.
What?
My ears are about to burst into flames. I recognise Mother's style. She used to do that with my school teachers. Side with the opposition. Dissect me at a distance.
Oh, don't worry.
Nope. Nothing I can do about it anyway.
Oh, do you know, someone came to the shop this morning and bought that 1862 Sunday Echoes and Weekday Hours.
The story of the collect set in a boys' school.
Yeah.
With a preface by the Bishop of Winchester.
The very same.
Well, well, well. Just goes to show that if you wait long enough, you can sell anything. Patience is the way to make a fortune. What did you get for it?
10p.
Ah. Well, patience is the slow way to make a fortune.
I've got to go.
Claire.
I said at work that I wouldn't be long. I mean, this is really my lunch hour. Better get back.
Claire, are you sure you're all right?
Yes, Mummy. See you.
Not at her most gracious, is she?
No. Clearly she doesn't like you being ill.
No. I wonder if it's just that, though.
So, Sarah, we all decided it'd be better if we came to see you one at a time.
Ah.
Give you a better chance to talk to us individually.
Yes.
I gather you had a blood test this morning.
Yes, how did you know?
Oh, I dropped in to see Sister on my way in.
Ah.
No results yet.
No.
Probably not till about 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh.
Sister's not worried about your blood, you know.
Isn't she?
No. No, I told her you'd always had plenty of iron. You know, greens and what have you.
I'm sure she was very relieved to hear it.
Oh, she was, she was.
Good.
She thinks it's some sort of virus.
Well, that does seem to be the general consensus, yes.
I told her that was rubbish.
Did you?
Yes, I said if only doctors would get the idea of viruses out of their heads and concentrate on good old-fashioned medicine, things would be a lot better all round.
Ah. Did Sister agree with you?
No.
Oh.
Not completely.
Well.
But I'm sure she'll come round to my way of thinking.
I'm sure she will.
Sister's not worried about you, though.
Oh, good. That's a relief, isn't it?
Yes, she doesn't think it's anything serious.
Hooray!
No, because there are all kinds of things it could be. You know, you hear of people going into hospital for simple routine tests, and it turns out they've got something quite ghastly.
Mm.
Well, Sister doesn't think you've got anything like that.
Good.
No, she thinks that you may have been a bit run down and that made you particularly vulnerable to some sort of...
virus?
That's what she said, yes. But I prefer to think of it as a germ.
Fine. Sure the virus won't mind.
No. You remember Vera Poling's niece, Harriet?
No, I don't think I do. Where might I have met her?
Well, at Vera's, or... Well, not for the last 3 years, though.
Oh.
No. Poor Harriet. Very sad. She was about your age, I suppose, when... Well, she went into hospital for some tests. 3 weeks later...
How's Claire?
Well, I'm afraid she's not behaving at all well. She's getting very abrupt and brusque.
Oh.
I mean, far be it from me to criticise.
Of course, Mother.
But I don't think you were ever strict enough with Claire. She's really not very well brought up.
Thank you. You having rows with her?
Not exactly, but she's... Well, she's not making my life easy.
You don't think by any chance that you just need to have someone around to criticise and when I'm off the scene you've only got Claire left?
No. What a ridiculous idea, Sarah.
Well, Mother, you must admit...
I wonder if your mind's wandering. I didn't think to ask Sister about delirium. I'll have a word on my way out.
Mother...
Sister said they've taken swabs from your throat.
Yes, that's quite normal.
Oh, yes. That's how they found out about poor dear Felicity. Swabs.
Felicity?
Yes. Wallace Merton's daughter. Very sad, that, wasn't it?
Yes, very sad.
Particularly for Wallace.
Quite sad for Felicity, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, one does hear some terrible things, doesn't one?
If one listens to you for long enough, yes, Mother.
Then there was Hilda Miller's daughter-in-law, wasn't there?
Yes, I believe there was.
Hilda and I always put that down to her not having enough iron as a child.
Did you?
Oh, yes. She had a daughter about Claire's age, too. Very sad.
Very.
Well, they said it was just routine tests there, too.
Mother?
What, dear? Oh, is that the end of visiting already?
Yes.
How time flies when you're enjoying yourself. Look, Claire's going to come see you this evening.
She doesn't have to. I'm sure she doesn't want to.
She's coming. I've told her to.
But
anyway, I'm glad you've had a chance to have a good talk.
Oh.
I know how the imagination can get out of hand when you're just lying there on your own.
Yes.
And I'm just glad that I've been able to be here so you can get all your worries off your chest.
Mother.
Don't bother to thank me, Sarah, dear. I'll see you tomorrow. Just going to have a little word with Sister. Goodbye, dear.
What? Oh, well. Oh, hello, Claire.
I was just writing you a note. Because you were asleep, I didn't want to wake you. You just clock in, shown I've done my duty and come here. Claim my brownie point.
It's all right, Claire, you didn't have to come.
Granny said I did.
Granny's not always right.
No, I know that, but you try...
Well, anyway, I'm pleased to see you, Claire.
Oh, good. Well, have a good look. Right, you've seen me. Can I go now?
Claire, can't we talk?
Why? Have you got anything to say? I haven't got anything to say. Anything happened in your life since I last saw you? Nothing's happened in mine.
No, not a lot's happened here. You'll soon get institutionalised in a hospital. One day's much like another.
In that case, we don't need to have a conversation today, do we? We can just remember what we said yesterday.
Listen.
I must go. I'm meeting Gary and some of the
others. Claire.
What?
I do understand.
What do you mean?
I know why you're behaving like this.
Like what?
Why you're so desperate to get away from here.
Oh?
It's because of Daddy, isn't it? Because this is the hospital they brought him to after the accident. And this is where we came while we still thought he might be alive.
I don't like hospitals. Any hospitals.
No, who does? You don't like talking about Daddy either, do you?
I can't understand why you can be so calm just being here.
Because of Daddy, you mean?
Mm.
Well, Claire, when you think of Daddy in this hospital, it means only one occasion, the day he died. But for me, it also means many other things. Daddy worked here. He had lots of patients here. I often came to meet him here. For me, it's sad, but it's not just sad. I've got lots of happy memories of this building, too.
Mm. Well, I don't like it.
I know, you don't have to come, love, really.
But Granny said...
Oh, stuff Granny.
Are you suggesting that's what I should tell her?
No, no, she already thinks I made a complete mess of your upbringing. We don't want to give her any more ammunition.
No.
Look, don't just stand there as if you've got chapped legs. Go, go on if you want to. I don't mind.
Really?
I really don't mind.
Thank you. You are all right, aren't you, Mummy?
Yes, of course I am, you great idiot. Now go before we both start crying.
All right. Bye. See you at home.
Yes.
And so, what do they reckon was wrong?
A virus, back to a good old virus.
It's not very satisfactory, is it? I mean, can't they say what sort of virus it was?
Quite honestly, so long as it's gone away, I don't care if it had ginger whiskers and played diddlywinks for England.
You're sure it has gone away, and you really are feeling better?
Oh, yes, still very washed out, but different washed out. Continuing existence now seems a distinct possibility.
Good.
How's Bob?
Oh, fine. Going through one of his experimental cooking phases. New recipes every night. I think we're eating Turkish tonight.
Sounds great. I wouldn't mind eating something that tasted of something.
Ah, come round for a lavish banquet when you're better.
Love to.
And they've checked everything, have they?
Oh, you bet. The full MOT. I am now certified roadworthy again.
No problems.
Touch of rust, couple of bald tyres. Nothing that can't be sorted out.
So when are you allowed back on the roads?
Tomorrow after 11, when the doctor's done his round. I feel terrifically excited about it.
Ah, you've got what prisoners call gate fever. They get it about a week before they're released.
Oh, there's so many things I'm looking forward to. Being back in my own place. Eating food that tastes of food. Making myself a cup of coffee when I feel like it. Having a glass of wine. Not being woken up to take sleeping pills. Sleeping with all the lights off. Sleeping under a duvet instead of these horrible sheets and blankets. Oh, I can hardly wait.
And the doctor's really given you a clean bill of health?
Yes.
What do you say?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
Why? Doesn't he speak English?
Well, he doesn't very well, actually. But that's not what I meant. I just don't get my information from the doctor.
Oh, who do you get it from, then?
Mother.
What?
She gets it from Sister.
Oh, really?
Yes, thick as thieves, those two are. Always having little chats. Mother's really going to miss her visits here. It's terrifying how alike their minds seem to work.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Mother spent most of her life searching for someone else who'll treat me as if I'd never got beyond the age of 5. And in Sister, I'm rather afraid she's found what she's been looking for.
Ah, Mrs. Prescott.
Hello, Sister. I thought I'd just pop in before evening visiting. I hope you don't mind.
No, I wanted to have a word with you, actually.
Oh, good.
Do come in.
Thank you.
Please sit.
Thank you. And how is the patient today? All the germs going away?
The virus does seem to be on the way out, yes.
Oh, good. I must say, if you took my advice, sister, you'd forget all about this virus business.
Yes, well, if you don't mind, I'd rather take the doctor's advice, Mrs. Prescott.
Oh, certainly, I don't mind. And Sarah can still come out tomorrow morning?
Yes, at least I hope so.
What do you mean?
Your daughter is still not very strong.
Well, that's only to be expected, since she's been lying about in bed all week. She'll soon be up and about as usual.
I'm sure she will.
Basically, she's as strong as an ox.
Perhaps. The fact is, when she was brought in, she was very run down.
Yes, she'd had a cold. We all had. I was in a terrible state with mine, sneezing all over the...
No. I mean, she was very run down before she got the cold. That's why she was so susceptible to the virus.
Oh.
Our tests showed that she was completely exhausted, which was why she had so little resistance.
Exhausted?
And anemic.
Oh, no. No, you must be wrong there. As a child, she always had lots of greens, lots of spinach, and as for viral...
Anemic.
Well, if you say so.
Now, when a patient comes in that state, we look into their domestic circumstances.
Domestic circumstances?
Yes. What their work involves, how much they are expected to do at home.
Oh. How do you find out?
Often relatives are very helpful. You've been extremely helpful, Mrs. Prescott.
But I haven't told you anything. We've just had the odd little chat.
Those little chats have told me a great deal.
Oh, have they? What, for example?
That you expect too much of your daughter.
Too much?
One of the reasons she was so run down was that you make too many demands on her.
I? Make demands?
Yes. And if your daughter doesn't have a week of complete rest after she leaves tomorrow, she'll be back in here in no time.
Are you suggesting, sister, that I don't know how to look after my own daughter?
Yes, Mrs. Prescott. And if your daughter can't be guaranteed that period of rest when she gets home, I'm afraid we will have to keep her in here a little longer.
Let me assure you, sister, that I'll see to it that Sarah is nursed during the next week to the highest professional standards.
Good.
Much higher standards, if I may say so, than obtained in this little tin-pot hospital of yours.
Oh.
I'd suggest, sister, that in future, before you start casting aspersions on the beams in other people's eyes, you should look to the moat in your own.
I beg your pardon?
No, the other way round. But you know what I mean. Now, Claire, if you could take her other arm.
All right. Mother, I can walk on my own, you know.
Now, you just be quiet. Save your energy.
I feel fine. There's no need for all this fuss.
I'm not fussing. I'm just seeing that you're properly looked after. Now, come along, Claire. Gently upstairs with her.
Okay. Quite honestly, Mother, I don't think the wheelchair to get me from the taxi to the front door was necessary.
I'll decide what is and isn't necessary. Now, are you sure the stairs aren't too much for you?
Quite sure.
Just three more, and we'll be on the landing.
I'm not blind, Mother, and I do know my way around my own house.
There we are. Now, do you just want to wait a minute to get your breath back?
I'm not out of breath. All I want to do is to get into my own bed in my own bedroom.
Of course, dear, and you shall, you shall. Now, come along. Are you still taking her weight, Claire?
Yes, Granny.
Here we are, dear.
Oh, thank goodness. Mother, why are the curtains drawn?
It's a sick room, dear.
Yes, but I'm not dead. Could you please open them, Claire?
Okay.
I think not, Claire.
Claire, will you please draw the curtains?
No, Claire.
Mother?
I'm sorry, Sarah, dear, but I'm in charge of your welfare and what I say goes. It's very important that we should create a calm, relaxed atmosphere for your convalescence.
Mother, if those curtains aren't drawn back, I am going to stand here and scream my head off.
Oh.
Which I don't think will create a calm, relaxed atmosphere for my convalescence. Do you?
No. Well, better not cross the patient, had we? Very well, Claire. You may draw the curtains.
Okay. Mother, what has happened to my bed?
What, dear?
Where's my duvet?
If the National Health Service thought duvets were healthy, it'd have them in hospitals, wouldn't it?
I don't like sheets and blankets.
Now, I know you're unwell, but there's no need to be fractious.
I'm not being fractious, but I do not like my bed made with sheets and blankets.
Now, Sarah, your bed looks lovely. Look. Nice hospital corners. Would you like me to plump up your pillows for you?
Mother, I'm not 3 years old.
No, of course not, dear, but you just get into bed like a good girl.
Oh, all right.
There, now. that comfy?
Not as comfy as it would be with a duvet.
Now, you just lie back and relax, and I'll go down and get your lunch.
Oh, thanks. I'm starving. What are we having?
Wait and see, pudding.
Mother.
I won't be a moment, dear. And while I'm gone, Claire will sit with you.
Sit with me?
Yes, dear. Oh, and Claire, don't forget what's on the dressing table if you need it.
No, Granny.
And what, dare I ask, is on the dressing table? Don't tell me an oxygen mask.
No, it's a
wet handkerchief and a saucer.
It's soaked in cologne.
What?
For your fevered brow.
Oh, look, all I'm meant to be doing is having a week's rest. There's no need for Mother to go into her complete Florence Nightingale routine.
I think she's just following instructions.
Well, who's? Certainly not mine.
Sisters.
Who?
I think Granny got torn off a strip yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
What for?
Oh, being too demanding, expecting too much of you.
Good gracious. And this is her reaction?
Yes.
Revenge, more likely. Oh, I do sometimes wish my mother could just occasionally do things by halves. I mean, the old bat has always been...
Here we are, dear. Now, Claire, could you just move that bed tray into place?
Yes, Granny.
And Sarah, could you sit up? Gently now, gently.
I'm fine, Mother.
That's for me to decide, dear. There.
Why has it got a lid on it?
So that it doesn't get cold coming from the kitchen, dear. Just like the hospital. There we are. Now eat up.
Mother, what the hell's that?
It's calf's foot jelly, dear.
Oh, my God. Well, can I at least have a drink? I've been thinking of my first glass of wine solidly for the last week.
There's your drink, dear.
Now don't tell me. Beef tea?
Yes, dear. Stop sniggering, Claire.
Mother, I really don't want this.
Well, what do you want, dear?
I just want...
There. Do you want this first?
Mother, where did you get that bedpan? Hello?
Sarah?
Russell. Sorry I took so long to answer, just dozing.
I was ringing for another bulletin from Colditz.
Not far off the truth, actually. I thought of tunnelling out, but the guards are everywhere.
I'll take that, dear.
Mother!
Thank you. Ah, Russell. Yes, I see. Well, it's not a very good time to ring, actually, no. We do have a mid-afternoon rest, you know. Well, yes, things seem to be going all right. I think the crisis is past.
Oh, Mother!
Well, certainly, yes. Let's hope so. Mind you, she's not out of the wood yet. Yes, well, thank you for calling, Russell. I certainly will. But if you could ring at a more convenient time. Yes, goodbye.
Mother, I can talk on the telephone.
No, dear. You're not to get overexcited.
It was only Russell, Mother, not Mick Jagger.
I'll take all telephone calls, thank you, Sarah, until but you've turned the corner.
Turned the corner. The crisis is past. Not out of the wood yet. What is all this, Mother? For goodness sake, it's meant to be a week's rest, not a remake of The Death of Little Nell.
Mummy, did you get it?
Yes, here.
Wonderful girl. Quick, open it. What's Granny doing?
Watching telly.
What's she watching?
Your life in their hands.
Oh, no. Picking up a few tips. If I don't keep my eye on her, she'll whip out my appendix while I'm not watching. Oh, that looks beautiful. Quick, quick.
Claire.
Thanks. Oh, Claire. You have no idea how heavenly that tastes.
And I know, Mummy, that I always change the subject when you talk about Daddy. It's not that I don't care.
I know, love.
It's just that it still hurts too much.
Oh, I know. There, let's have the last dribble. I thought that at first, Claire, but I found just shutting my mind made it worse, as if I was pretending that Daddy had never existed. Now I positively try to remember him. Not in a morbid way, just remember what he was like, the stupid things he used to do. Seems to help.
I try not to do that, but it keeps sort of... Oh, gate-crushing my mind.
Dear Henry...
Only tonight they had that Tom Lehrer song on the radio and I couldn't help thinking of him. Do you remember how he used to sing?
That's the right word, yes. Only a couple of notes and a key change every 2 seconds. About a maid I'll sing a song, sing rickety-tickety-tin. About a maid I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in. Them in. She did every one of them in.
Granny.
Go down to your flat at once.
Yes, Granny.
Night, honey.
Night, love.
As for you, Sarah, I hope you're ashamed of yourself. This sort of behaviour could have put your recovery back a week.
Don't worry, Mother. Even if it has, it will have been worth it.
And you really authentically do feel better?
I really authentically do feel better. It's remarkable what a complete break can do.
But talking of complete breaks, how's the wrist?
Doesn't hurt at all. I'm quite surprised every time I notice the plaster.
So it's back to light duties.
Heavy duties, if you like. I feel fine.
No, I'll stick with the light duties for the time being. So, Eleanor's nursery regime worked.
I suppose so, yes. The minute I got away from it, I was bound to feel better. Actually, the old boot did look after me very well.
She's not totally selfish.
No. Mind you, I will pay for it.
What do you mean?
Nothing comes free from Mother.
Oh.
Ominous signs last night. Her back ached.
Ah.
And this morning she got a pain behind her eyes. No, let me get it right. In the nerve linings behind her eyes.
Oh, dear.
Right, so. Russell, I don't suppose Bob has a recipe for calf's foot jelly, does he?
In Bedside Manners, you heard Prunella Scales as Sarah, Joan Sanderson as Eleanor, Benjamin Whitrow as Russell, Jerry Cowper as Claire, and Deborah Findlay as the sister. After Henry was written by Simon Brett and produced by Pete Atkin.